Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, boys and girls. We're recording. There used to be a song in the 50s, maybe the late 50s. It was called He's a Rebel. It was sung by a group of girls called the Crystals. And there used to be a gang where I lived called the Rebels. And they loved it. It was like their theme song, you know. So I got a flashback listening to the song, and I rewrote the words to it, and I'm going to try and do it for you, but you got to remember I'm not a girls group. And instead of it, He's a Rebel, I'm changing the title of the song to He's a Commo. And now you know why the CIA works Sundays out on my telephone pole. See the way he slithers down the roof. Watch the way he shuffles his hoof. My, he holds his head so low, when he debates he has to go. He's no American guy. When I grab his neck I'm so proud, I'm ready to throw him into the crowd. Here guys, here's another one, out the front window, let's be done. Just because of that we will say, he's a commo and he'll never be any good. He's a commo and his head is really made of wood. And just because he doesn't wash while everybody else does, that's no reason why to run him over with the bus. He was never good, they say. Always betrays the USA. He's not American, no, no, no. He's not American, no, 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 to me. If they like him burning the flag, they won't like me.
Get to heaven. My daddy, what is it? Watching now, Riley. He's got on the guy that got Nixon. Communism got Nixon. He uses the words McCarthyite.
Hey, senorita, please let me take you home. I promise we'll be all alone. Hey, senorita, please call me on the line. Oh, little girl, why don't you call me on the line? If you do that, baby, everything will be fine.
Remember the GSA scandal where they went and they had a big party? They went to Vegas and they were in $100,000 rooms. And we were on the carnival. I told you about that the other day, right? And they were doing line dancing on the deck of the ship. And my wife turned to me and said that they don't do it as good as the GSA employees. Oh, man. Are we in trouble? There is so much money being wasted in Washington that nobody can believe it. Nobody can believe it. Why is that, Mommy? Because they're all pirates, and they should go to work in pirate costumes. And they could all hang around a Chuck Schumer's treasure chest. So, I've got a picture of remember the head of the GSA who was wearing a nice big gold chain? He had a Mr. T starter kit, and he was sitting in a bathtub with two glasses of wine, but they only showed him in the bathtub because they didn't want to get him for workplace violence. Yeah, some poor girl thinks she's getting a promotion. Yes, or some poor guy. It's really sick, man. We got a sick country, a sick government. And the tune I was supposed to play for you tonight was Al Hibbler's He. It's about God and how he looks out for us. But I caught that he's a commo and he'll never be any good. I hit the wrong he. I'm looking at that bathtub with the two glasses of wine. And in the bathtub is Obama and Putin. And I call them the brothers Komunistov. And the caption is, "We take tubby for the poor." And then one says to the other, "Comrade, it is tubby time." And Putin says, "Thank you for Poland," to Obama. And Obama says, "Thank you for Syria." And the wine is from Chinese Walmart. What's going to happen when China calls in its loan? Do you know that the Chinese own 2 million bad mortgages in the United States? Foreclosures. Did you know that? I read that or heard that somewhere. You could Google it and find out just how much of your country is gone. And what's going to happen when they send 2 million soldiers to take over the 2 million houses and blend in? Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Okay. We'll give you a little warm-up. We'll march around the field, get the circulation going. Listen to Mike Savage in there changing his hours. He's going to be going after the drive home crowd. And I got to get a clip of a Spanish song called Chalito Linda. Because for Savage tonight, he took an hour to talk about himself. And I'd like to interrupt that and play a portion of Chalito Linda. Ay, 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 ay. Everything is I. Oh, man, you would think this guy invented the world. But what are you going to say? And he's very mean to his enemies. And he has a lot of enemies that he constantly strives to make. But he also has a little bit of insight and looks at where we don't look. And sometimes he hits the nail on the head. He was just talking to the mother of one of the SEAL Team 6 troopers who was murdered in a phone ahead ambush, I call it. They were put in a rickety old chopper, and 29 gave up their lives. You can see them. I have them up on YouTube. I have each individual guy. What a waste of great American manhood. 29 of them. SEAL Team 6. Go to YouTube. SEAL Team 6 sacrificed. And all I do is pay a tribute to them. I don't blame anybody or cast any aspersions, I don't think, unless I threw up a couple of words there. But it's basically, it's dedicated to them. All handsome guys. They could all be in the movies. The average age is about 30. And I'm sure they left a lot of people behind. Which brings up another tune, In Dreams, by Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison was in London, and he got word that his entire family was burned to death in their home in the USA. And I like to think that he wrote In Dreams for them. And I took In Dreams, and I made a collage of pictures for 911 right after 911 happened, and I named it 911 Danny Boy. And in that song, in that collage, Roy Orbison sings a Danny Boy. And there's all pictures of 911 victims and the tragedy of the day when the United States was defeated in the second combat clash on New York soil. The first one was in 1993 when the Clintons kicked the can down the road. Yeah, they kicked the IED down the road. But nobody knows that because the press covers up all the murders that take place in the Democrat Party. That's why I call it the Party of Death. So having said that, there's a guy who stands alone against the takedown of the U.S. military from the homosexual side. And I do not like to get involved in distasteful discourse. And also, I know that once I do, and most Americans will not go there with a 10-foot pole because they're afraid of being labeled homophobe. But I like to report that the facts, and this particular gentleman does stand alone, and he suffers a lot of slings and arrows every day, and he goes under the title a Public Advocate of the United States. And here's what he says in his blog. In what is becoming a monthly issue, yet another story has surfaced of the U.S. military pushing the radical homosexual agenda. Do you notice that everybody's a radical today? Radical Islam, radical homosexuals. You know, everything is radical. Radical right-wingers. So the U.S. military pushing the radical homosexual agenda upon our servicemen and women. A briefing was recently held at Mississippi's Camp Shelby Army Base, in which several dozen soldiers were instructed that pro-family and Christian organizations should be classified as domestic hate groups. Hate groups in the same category as the Ku Klux Klan, the Nation of Islam, and the Black Panthers. One brave soldier contacted the press to alert America to the outrageous lessons being taught, and his description of the briefing is stunning. There was no attempt at partiality or fairness. The message was simply that Christianity and pro-family values are bad. A chaplain in attendance repeatedly begged the instructor to change his tone, but the instructor stubbornly refused. to the Obama administration, any group which opposes the homosexual agenda is hateful. The soldiers were explicitly taught that they would face punishment for supporting pro-family organizations like this guy's organization, Public Advocate. You see, the Pentagon insists that incidents like these are unrelated, that there is no official anti-Christian policy, except on a Navy submarine base in Georgia. Is it Kings Bay in Georgia? 300 Catholic families were denied access to a priest. Do you know that during World War II, a guy committed suicide who was in the Roosevelt administration, and he asked to see a priest while he was dying, and they wouldn't let him see a priest. They were afraid he was going to make a confession. You don't know what goes on. You know, we're all up here at on the 10th floor of the apartment building, and all the dirt is being dished down on the second floor. You see, the Pentagon insists that incidents like these are unrelated, but this is at least the third major account of official attacks on soldiers' religious freedoms in recent weeks. And that's not counting all the charges of institutional harassment of individual Christians and pro-family soldiers. President Obama has made sure that leaders in every department of his administration are pushing the radical homosexual agenda on their subordinates. Supporting real marriage is almost guaranteed to get a federal employee fired. But those in uniform face far more dire consequences. You know, Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win. And when the communists lose, they win. And here, you got the takedown of the U.S. military, okay? The demoralization and underpaying of the U.S. military. And what happens? Good, hard, strong Americans won't join the military because it's sissified. And the ones that are in there are miserable and can't wait to get out. So who wins? The communists. Because when they lose, if you stop them, they win. And if you don't stop them, they win. Not long ago, supporting real marriage. Okay, not long ago, I shared with you the story of one airman who is already facing court-martial as a result of his steadfast opposition to homosexual marriage. How long will it be before Christians are regularly sent to jail for believing in traditional pro-family values? That's why Public Advocate is calling on Congress to open an immediate investigation into these violations of the First Amendment. Just because President Obama has embraced a radical homosexual agenda does not mean he can force it on men and women serving in the military. Please contact your congressmen and senators right now, and if they're Democrats, don't waste your time, because they're not listening to you. They take orders from the top. So I just thought I'd give you that. And I'm going to break for a tune, and when I come back, I'm going to read you written by a USMC vet. So, Benghazi, you want to hear my Benghazi tune?
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is true. Honesty is hard.
from you. I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve. But I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to be. While I'm gone, but when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon.
Okay, in other news today, the Giants are 6 losses and no win. It's time to put Tim Tebow in. I got a picture I'm looking at, and it's a Marine vet. He's sitting on a bench on a sandy beach. And the guy that sent it to me said, it can't be said any plainer than this. The saddest, possibly the most accurate short message you will read. I can't argue with any of it, passing it along as it was received. The American dream ended on November the 6th. The second term of Barack Obama will be the final nail in the coffin for the legacy of the white Christian males who discovered, explored, pioneered, settled, and developed the greatest republic in the history of mankind. A coalition of blacks, Latinos, feminists, gays, government workers, union members, environmental extremists, the media, Hollywood, uninformed young people, the forever needy, the chronically unemployed, illegal aliens, and other fellow travelers have ended Norman Rockwell's America. The Cocker Spaniel is off the front porch. The pit bull is in the backyard. The American Constitution has been replaced with Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And Chicago shyster David Axelrod, along with international socialist George Soros, will be pulling the strings on their beige puppet to bring us Act Two of the New World Order. Our side ran 2 candidates who couldn't even win their home states. And the circus fatty Chris Christie helped Obama over the top with a glowing post, a Sandy tribute, that elevated the commander-in-chief to Mother Teresa status. People like me are completely politically irrelevant, and I will never again comment on or concern myself with the aforementioned coalition, which has surrendered our culture, our heritage, and our traditions without a shot at being fired. You will never again outvote these people. They will take individual acts of defiance. It will take individual acts of defiance and massive displays of civil disobedience to get back the rights we have allowed them to take away. It will take zealots, not moderates, not reach across the aisle rhinos, to right this ship and restore our beloved country to its former status. Those who come after us will have to risk their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to bring back the republic that this generation has timidly frittered away due to white guilt and political correctness. I'm done. Well, he's right. And then he's got a picture of Obama coming off the plane, off the helicopter, with two Marines saluting him, and he gives him back a half-assed salute while he's on a cell phone. And the caption underneath says, "These men will put themselves between you and a bullet. Put down your damn cell phone and give them a proper salute, asshole." And I got to tell you, as of yesterday, I stopped calling him president, because he's not a president. He's an emir. So having said that, I agree 100% with that guy. And all the cards have been played. And he has given up hope. But you know what? Guys like Ted Cruz give us hope. Because he is not going to do what the Democrats tell him through the Republicans to do. And those 87 Republicans who voted with the Democrats are all traitors to the party and belong where they should be in the Democrat Party. Get over there. And I'll tell you, before I vote for a rhino, I will vote for a Democrat, because at least I will be dealing with the snake I understand. Now, having said that, there's a movement on afoot to impeach Obama. And there's 155 comments on this website that I'm looking at. It's called conservativebite.com. Oh, and by the way, don't despair. As bad as it looks, remember, it says that it is always darkest before the dawn. And this country, which stood up against the King George, was outnumbered 75-25. So my theory is it only takes 25% of dedicated men to win a revolution. And 75% many of the 75% will stay on the sidelines until they see who the winner is going to be. So the article of impeachment handed out in the House. The only problem is we'd then have Joe Biden. I'd rather have Joe Biden. He's just a jerk. He's an American jerk. A book, and he would probably change some of his policies. With this guy here, he's a hardline Muslim communist, and he is not changing anything. A book described as the first draft of the Articles of Impeachment against Barack Obama has been distributed to all 435 members of the U.S. House, including the dozen or so who already have publicly admitted they have considered the idea. Impeachable Offenses, the Case for Removing Barack Obama from Office, by Aaron Klein. You ever listen to Aaron Klein? He's on Sundays. He calls in his show from Tel Aviv because he wants to be safe. And I don't blame him. I may be over there with him one day. And you too. Yeah, we'll all be in Tel Aviv. But anyway, you know there's 5,000 Irishmen in the Negev Desert. You know that? And when Israel stood up for independence, they fought with Israel. How did they get there?
the British rounded them up many years ago because they were considered Fenians in IRA, and they deported them to Palestine. So they got a chance to fight the British again. The delivery of books donated by World Net and Daily Books was arranged by Representative Steve Stockman, representative of Texas. We're all going to be in Texas. I hope we can get there before they close the doors of the Alamo. The congressman previously told World Net Daily regarding the scandals and controversy surrounding Obama, there's a lot to look at, and I think at some point, if the smoking gun leads to the White House, we have to take action. He previously had considered impeachment. So here are the comments of the people that are getting that news. This guy is called the zombie. During a Thursday press conference at the White House, President Obama celebrated his and Boehner's debt ceiling victory. I believe that Boehner made this deal at least 30 days ago, and he knew the outcome. Mitch McConnell voted with 40 Democrats to burn the flag of the United States. SJR 7, 40 days before 9/11. I would never trust a flag burner of record. And you can see Flag Burners of Record on YouTube. Just go YouTube and Google Flag Burners of Record and see all of the ones who stabbed America in the heart. You don't like a particular policy or a particular president? Then argue for your position. Go out there and win an election. Push to change it. Tea Party organizing that does not work toward the goal of ending GOP establishment careers only helps men like John Boehner. I believe no politician should have more than one term of office, and I believe there should be no lobbying groups in Washington, and I believe the only lobby should be in a hotel, and I believe that the largest champagne contribution made to any corrupt politician, and they're all corrupt, $1. $1, whether you're GE or Joe the Plumber. And then you'll put an end to sellouts, because it won't be worth their while to be there. In short, the Tea Party must take over the Republican Party. Efforts that do not aid that agenda are wasteful distractions. Republican leaders ask for unity as a reward for surrender. The only reason the debt ceiling has been a focus of international attention is due to the Tea Party. Republican leaders have allied themselves with Obama, Reid, and Pelosi in an effort to stymie Tea Party. The Republicans do want to stamp out the Tea Party. They're doing it to gain favor with their ruler, Obama, the unmerciful. Calls for return for constitutional normalcy and fiscal sanity. In answer to Washington's unholy alliance, I call for Republican disunity. Stop wasting your time circulating petitions to impeach the Kenyan-born Muslim Marxist exchange student from Indonesia. And here's KJ. KJ says, Americans need to take their voting franchise seriously and learn the positions of each candidate before casting a ballot. I'll say it again. You got rhinos, vote for the Democrat, because the rhino is going to let you down. Now we are stuck with this most un-American administration and its crony socialist agenda. And somebody said it today, socialist is a nice word for communist. Like 1930s Germany, we have no one but ourselves to blame. If we allow a tyrannical government to take away our money, our freedom, and our lives, and all you people building your 401ks, they took all the Social Security money and they use it for other projects. You think they're going to let you keep your 401k? CC blogging. And they know where it is, and they have access to the bank on the weekends. It may be too late to pull the chestnuts out of the fire in 2014. The Soros Attorney General Project has put friendly AGs in the swing states for sure, and probably all the blue states. Even if their fraudulent votes do not capture a state's election, they just recount and recount and twist and cheat and do whatever is necessary to put their guy in. Remember how Al Franken got his seat? And that's Musings by Marion.com.
That's pretty good. If the House votes to impeach, even though the Senate will not, Republicans will pick up both Senate and House seats in 2014 and 2016. Impeachment needs to be the Republican answer to the shutdown problem and find good replacements for Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and John McCain, who should retire and open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. A real conservative party is now needed to replace the former Republican Liberal Party. No, the Republican Party is not a Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party is not a Communist Party. Learn to say the word communist, because you're going to learn it more, you're going to see it in action more and more. Hope they aren't just trying to get our hopes up. The fraud and usurper Barack Hussein Obama cannot be impeached because he is not a legal sitting U.S. president. The fraud and usurper Barack Hussein Obama needs to be removed from office under Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution. If the fraud and usurper Barack Hussein Obama is removed under Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5, then Joe Biden would not be a U.S. president. The presidency would fall to the Speaker of the House. In other words, if Obama is an illegal sitting U.S. president, then his entire administration is an illegal one. IMO, the reason why the U.S. Congress is ignoring the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law is because they could be charged with treason for ignoring the constitutional rule of law. In 2008, and letting a person who did not meet U.S. constitutional qualification take office. As for Ted Cruz, he too does not meet U.S. constitutional qualifications to hold the office of U.S. President of BB because he's not a natural-born U.S. citizen. So says Charles, 17121. Thank God there are people thinking and planning it. I thought it wasn't even being discussed, but I see it's an actual plan and has already been passed out to the House. It's wonderful. Even if it doesn't happen, at least we know they are thinking he's a no-good bum. It's really sad. It's really sad. You know, the guy got a Wonka bar. He blew it. He could have dropped all of the people, all of the wrong people that pushed him up there, and he could have become his own man, and he could have played fair. It's really sad. After the betrayal of principle by Republicans, there is little to expect from articles of impeachment, but a formality that will go nowhere. It seems Congress has not much better to do than investigate the government for some reason or another, an exercise in the end justifying the means. Biden is an accessory to the crime he goes to. I'm skipping the names of these guys, but each comment is somebody different. Now is the time for all of them to be impeached. Just clean house and start all over with the Tea Party conservatives who have signed all kinds of forms saying they will help the American people and not help the government in any way. We'll reduce the size of government, throw the media out, and get a complete new conservative media. Yeah, we've been beaten. You know what? We've been beaten with our own club. While it would be great, this is RoboCop, while it would be great, it isn't going to happen. Even if they impeach this jerk in the House, it will never ever be brought up in the Senate for a vote. You know what's sad? You can see how much the Tea Party does not have to fear the Democrats. The Tea Party has to fear the Republican Party, because it's the Republican Party that wants to snuff out the Tea Party. They are more aligned with the Democrat Party than they are with the Tea Party. They consider the Tea Party a threat within the Republican Party. So it's really sad, but you know what? It only took 300 Spartans to kill 10,000 Persians. And while it would be great, it isn't going to happen. Even if we impeach this jerk, the House will never be brought up before the Senate for a vote. much less pass. The only way that can be accomplished, if there becomes a majority of Republicans in the Senate after the 2014 elections, that is why this shutdown was planned and used to blame the GOP, so they would have a hard time gaining seats in the Senate. You know what Jimmy from Brooklyn says? You got to stop thinking that you're dealing with Americans. Start thinking that you're dealing with communists. And if you start thinking that you're dealing and fighting against communism, you will have a fighting chance. But if you think you're going to do mamby-pamby Republican versus a Democrat, you're going to get slaughtered. Right, the only way to get the Senate in 2014, remember, they play dirty. We need to read their playbook, Alinsky and Leventi Beria, and look up the new site starting on Monday, Truth Revolt by Ben Shapiro, to get out the liberal media advertisers and donors. This has been needed for years. First site I signed up to in a long time. Obama should be impeached. That's from Jack Ward. And Kathy says, sad part is idiot Biden would do what Ford did with Nixon. We do not want him pardoned. We need to try him for treason and then have him executed. Oh, man. No, there's people that think like that. No, that is the penalty for treason. Hey, if it became provable that he sold us out, well, then all bets are off. He has committed treason on several occasions. It's time we get over the race card and start following the law. Kathy, I'm sure he can pardon him for treason. That is the one thing I don't think a president can pardon someone for, especially if it's a member of the administration like the president. Yeah, that's true. That's from RoboCop. That is why I said we need to try him for treason. He cannot be pardoned. If they impeach him, it comes to fruition, Biden can pardon him. And here's Betchley, C.E. That well may leave idiot Biden. However, if B. Hussein was impeached, Biden just might be too afraid to do anything, and he will know we the people mean business. So sick of these thugs and bullies and the stupid people, low-info voters. Welfare. Give me everything, libs. If people ever learn, it will take generations to bring this country back, if ever. You know what? It's really sad that the rest of the world is looking at us, and some of them are laughing at us, and some of them are deadly afraid that we might fall. Biden probably would not be in bed with the Muslims like the usurper is. That would be a major gain. If you can call Biden a major gain, he is more than like a major pain, like Juan McPain. Obama, Boehner, and Mitch have to go. Impeach, tar and feather. It should be Obama, Biden, Reid, Pelosi, then Boehner becomes president and starts undoing some of this crap. You forgot Reid. He is as bad, if not worse, than Obama. He is, man. He stands up there and makes up stories. Mitch and the rest of the turncoats need to go, be forced out of the party immediately. The Tea Party needs help. The Tea Party has been singled out. And I got to tell you, the strongest enemy that we have will enslave us is the media. The media stands up there and lies all day long. They lie more than Obama lies. And they are the enemy of the people. They are the tool. They are the shackles and the fetters. They're the ones that put them on. They lie. They are no good. They all preach the communist doctrine. And if you want to see the 45 goals of the Communist Party that was read into the record at the House of Representatives in 1962, Google it, 45 goals of the Communist Party, and you'll see that the communists have gotten every one. And one of the goals was to gain control of one of the political parties, either of the political parties. It won't matter. The Senate would never vote guilty. Sincerely, I believe he is not eligible to be a president. Impeachment will give credibility to his presidency. He needs to be arrested, tried and shot for treason. That one man, you could never go there. You could never go there unless you got hardcore evidence. You would need inside info and taped conversations. You'd have to have him promising to deliver up SEAL Team 6 to Al Qaeda. And then all bets are off. And God help the ones who supported him. What does Stockman mean if? So, Biden may be mediocre, but he cannot do a small fraction of the fascist plot to bring America under government control. And here's one from Atmorphe. I feel that along with Obama's impeachment, it should include Biden, Reid, Pelosi, Holder. Holder is very dangerous. Holder is the Leventi Beria of the United States. Holder murdered 50,000 Mexicans with his fast and furious gun-running episode, arming narco terrorists, and you don't even hear it mentioned anymore. They play dopey American Alzheimer's. 2 weeks, America forgets about it. Plus the jihadist Muslim Brotherhood and all the rear kissers and followers that must not like America, or they would never have backed this liar, thief, and killer. That is exactly what Obama is, and also trying to become the dictator. And I'm going to tell you, Hillary Clinton is no better, and nobody's mentioning Hillary Clinton. What does it matter how they died? That's what she said about the two Americans they left to die. What does it matter how they died? But when they were sticking rods in the rear end of Gaddafi, she was laughing and saying, "We came, we saw, we killed him." What a warrior princess. What does it matter how they died, whether it was two college students out for a walk? Yeah, it was a mortar platoon. And that convenient blood clot story, I don't buy. I want to see x-rays. I want to see MRIs. I want to see medication. I want to take testimony from doctors and nurses. How convenient, the blood clot that cured the day she was out of office. I want this trash out of the White House impeached and tried for fraud, perjury, and treason along with this bunch of trash. Kagan should be put out of the Supreme Court. She's Obama's behind wiper. Told lies and backed his so-called degree in college, which is a lie. Obama never passed any semester, so why have they all told such big lies? Let's get rid of all this trash. The Supreme Court is now in the hands of the Communist Party. God help you, one conservative dies. Hi, folks. Old Sarge here. I continue to say, do not impeach, then we would have Biden. God forbid. I still say Obama's first executive office after inauguration was to close his college transcripts to Occidental and Columbia colleges. This cost Obama $2 million to a law firm who I do not know. Why would Obama pay this amount if there was not something there to hide? From what I have researched, Obama entered Occidental College as a foreign student, an Indonesian student. Get these records and everything he has signed becomes null and void. Do you mean this law prevents the American public to view our president's past? Bull. As in Obama's own words on video YouTube, he says, usually, if someone does not want to disclose the truth, usually they have something to hide. If this is true, which I would bet a month's income on that it is, and each and every member of Congress and Senate are aware of this but are afraid to touch this, they had rather see a beautiful country torn apart by complete idiots than to stand up. Old Sarge Miller, Nam Vet, is 68. God bless the Nam Vets, the most betrayed military group in the history of the country. Betrayed by the media, betrayed by the communists. the communists in this country killed the Vietnam vets. It wasn't the VC in Vietnam. Their success was not that great. It was the success of the communists here in this country. And it's the communists here in this country that are doing the final coup de grace. I agree, and thank you for your service as well. God bless. Right on, brother-in-arms, all the way. Tired of all the talk, and just do it. One of the things that has to come back is a draft. If this country is ever going to rehab itself, it needs a draft. Everybody has to serve. Everybody has to salute the flag. Everybody has to stand at attention. Everybody has to run the hills. Everybody has to know how to use a weapon. And everybody has to learn the word brotherhood. Don, just hand out articles, impeach him, period. Don't just hand out articles, impeach him, period. There will not be an impeachment until the Republicans control the House and the Senate. You know what? When they control it, don't count on it. November 2014 is the only chance for that happening. If Obama's allies keep control of the Senate, you can kiss our republic goodbye. And that will only be if the rhinos agree, the spineless wimps. Get rid of the rhinos. Pick them off. Get rid of them. Vote them out. You see what happened with this guy Lonergan? This guy Lonergan in New Jersey, he had no chance. He had a Pope's chance in hell. Yet he came within 10 points of beating the Democrat undercover agent. Booker, who hires hookers, yeah. And he got no help from the Republicans. I heard Mark, I think it was Mark Levin, said 10 hours before the final count, Reince Priebus went in to fake cooperation. Let me tell you something. Never trust a guy named Reince Priebus. That sounds like you went to the doctor and you got bad news. I'm sorry to tell you, you got Reince Priebus, and you're going to die. If the conservatives truly had proof of crimes being committed, not just a want to believe that they do, then there should be no hesitation to file the papers to impeach. I really hope that they have the proof. Nothing would make me happier than seeing Obama ran out of office. Wait till you see how they trot out the wife and the two kids when it really gets mucky. Yeah. Oh, look what they're doing to the children. How about all the children? They chop to pieces every day. 4,700 today they killed. Yeah, it's a woman's right to choose. It's my body. Keep your rosaries off my ovaries. You ever hear that one? Yeah. Yeah, what a kind person that is. Can you see her wet nursing? Are you? A child that wants to live? Yeah. And one girl shouted, my mother had an abortion. Yeah. And I said, show me your brother. Brother? I don't have a brother. If you had not been living in caves for 5 years and were not a mindless ideologue, you would get this. Oh, man. Then somebody got real nasty when I read that one. Then somebody else says it's a sick joke. Biden couldn't be as bad as Obama. No, he couldn't. You know why? He's born in the USA. And speaking of born in the USA, I despise that communist, Bruce Springsteen. I heard the words of born in the USA. I only used to hear born in the USA. I thought it was great. Then I heard the words. It was written by Ho Chi Minh. I went to Nam to kill a yellow man. You went to Nam to kill a yellow man? And when you killed a yellow man, did you save a yellow man in South Vietnam? And then the Democrats abandoned the entire country to communism, saying there's no domino theory? Yeah, we are suckers. And as they walked out of Vietnam, the entire city of Phnom Penh was put to the sledgehammer in the skull. And if you wore glasses, you got your brains bashed in. Yeah, if there was incantations, it's in your nose, you got your brains bashed in. And they marched an entire city into the jungle and killed them. Yeah, that's communism at work, comrade. We're all one and the same. How is hope and change working out for you? The biggest crime this guy committed was he made a promise he would unite the country, and 10 seconds after he was in office, he decided to divvy it up among his communist friends. You'll be in charge of the race card. You'll be in charge of the homophobe card. And you'll be pushing the Leninist theory. Yeah, I have 25 czars. And you'll go after the Catholic Church. And Catholics, you better wake up. This guy is coming for us. He is coming for us. He's going to break us. He is going to crucify us. And he's going to do it. You wait and see. He's going to break you financially. Yep, the third collection will go right to Obama. Why not? He took all the Social Security money. He took half of what was left in the pot and gave it to his cause, the Soviet Supreme, socialized medicine. There's nothing social about socialized medicine. Look, you people have got to quit playing with my emotions. Quit talking and start dragging his ass out of the White House. If all you're going to do is talk about it, do it after you send him back to Kenya on a plane with $30 worth of fuel. That's from an American Indian called Red Horse. Yeah. Speaking of American Indians, look at that jerk. What was his name? Bob Costa? There's a Soviet ploy for you. He works for nothing but communists, NBC. He's the sportscaster. What's so sporty about him? Yeah. And he was talking about wiping out the Washington Redskins. Yeah, I bet you he was in charge of the food at on a reservation. He would eat it all. If the worry is concerning Biden, where is the problem? Impeach Obama, then Biden. He is just as guilty. These crimes go deep into the Democrats. So that was it. I gave you that little rundown. And it looks like, I load more comments. too much. Look, you people, you got to quit playing with my emotions. I told you that one. If we would get Biden if impeachment happened. Well, like Hillary said, what difference does it make? The choice between Barack Obama and Joe Biden, how hard is that? Holy crap, people. Barack Obama is actively destroying the Constitution and the country. And Joe Biden, though corrupt and an idiot, we could repair the damage from Joe Biden. How about a freaking reality check here, people? Get Obama out now. Well, that would rock the world, man. And you know what? You know what's going to be sad? The day he orders American troops to fire on American Tea Party people. That's going to be a heartbreaker. That's going back to when brother killed brother in the Civil War. And I think they did a poll, and they said that I think they did a poll on a Marine base, and they said that 29% of the Marines would fire on Americans, and that's with indoctrination. So we better unindoctrinate those guys, so that when some communist orders Private Johnson to fire on an 88-year-old vet with a sign. That Private Johnson says, no, I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shoot you instead. Even though this is all hypothetical, I think you do make a good point. Biden isn't clever enough to be as dangerous as Obama, so Obama gets a C for cleverness. But like I said, it's all hypothetical anyway, and we might as well be trying to figure out how to impeach Hillary. If she gets elected, wait till you see the communist propaganda that comes out for Hillary. It's time we had a woman president. Yes, it takes a village takes an abortion clinic to wipe out a village. It's time we had a woman president, and the best one is Hillary. She was Secretary of State, and she helped Obama give 4 Arab countries to Al-Qaeda. Yeah. Say what you want about Bush, but when he was in Iraq, and we were in Iraq, and we were in control in Iraq. Say what you want about Bush. When we were in Afghanistan, he only lost 461. And Obama has lost 2,500. And an ambassador, Gaddafi, in retaliation for Hillary's jokes. Even though this is hypothetical, I think you make a good point. So they're all concerned about Biden. When Katie Couric asked Palin what she reads, Sarah said she loves reading any articles involving impeachment recipes, especially impeachment cobbler. Lovely Sarah. She said her favorite musical growing up was Impeachments and Cream. I cannot believe this woman isn't the CEO of the Mensa organization. No, I don't know what that is. Nobody here is discussing Sarah Palin except this, apparently you. Mine won the offer. Tim Tebow. I'll take Tim Tebow. And let me tell you something. If the Republicans did to Hillary Clinton what the communists did to Sarah Palin, the Republicans would all be on crucifixes on the Beltway. They would never let you get away with what they did to Sarah Palin. You mean that scumbag, what's his name, David Letterhead, said to an audience of 2 million people, the best thing that could happen to Sarah Palin is her daughter gets raped in the seventh inning stretch by A-Rod? And nobody said Bookus. And he got away with it. I want to tell you something. In the 50s, if you said that about anybody's daughter, there would be the whole family outside the stage door waiting for you to come out. He's bored, and he's trying to make friends, apparently. They're making fun of the guy who said Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin had more Liberty Bells than those 87 communist sympathizers in the Republican Party who will sell you out again and again. This is from Michina. This is just another faux gesture of semantic. Too easy isn't the quell to a brewing revolution. And they can feel it, smell it, and recently they witnessed it. Our government is for the first time in many decades afraid of the citizens as they should be. I believe that. And they're taking steps now because they know what dirty deeds they plan to do next will incite the mob. And they're taking plans to make sure that the mob does not gain control. As this works best for the government to stay in line, problem is they have far too much control at this point and can stamp out any start of a fight back to squelch a full-blown anti-government war. You think that it's possible the United States could look like Egypt when they started their coup d'etat? What do you think? Do you think that Eric Holder has lists of American officers who can't be trusted? Huh? What do you think? If you found out that he did, and there was 10,000 American officers that were on an arrest list, how would you feel? Would you take action then? Before they struck? Would you strike first before they struck? Why tease us when we know the evil is far too entrenched to get rid of? We all know he's a communist Kenyan Muslim who hates America and Americans. This guy does hate us. He is a faker. He's a fakir. A fakir is an imposter in Arabic. The lone fact that this camel turd is still there tells me that nothing will remove him. That's from Captain Turbo. I'm going to sign off. I think we've had a bit much tonight, and I'm reading a book on Joe McCarthy, and I'm getting startled. And Jimmy from Brooklyn always says that when the wall came down, so did America's guard, and the communists kept on working. They just had a temporary setback. Jimmy says, we play checkers and they play chess. So having said that, I'll give you a tune, and we'll say goodnight. Let's see if I can find something nice. We'll give you Margie. That's a nice tune. It's American.